Greetings everyone, this is John Leeming saying welcome to my July contribution to the Organist Encores. Now, earlier this month I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the annual convention of the American Theatre Organ Society in Pasadena, near Los Angeles. It was great fun and there was lots of excellent music on some first-class organs. Well, I can't bring you any of that today, of course, because these days recording is strictly prohibited, and the official CD issues won't be out for a while yet, but I thought I'd share with you some of the recordings I brought back. One of the joys of an ATOS convention is the record store, an Aladdin's cave of recorded music from all over the world. This year, as well as the usual CDs, there were some large piles of second-hand LPs, and many people found historic albums they'd been searching for years, sometimes for just a few cents, including me. Pipe Organ in Hi-Fi from 1957. Organist is billed on the record as Guy Malendi, but I'm sure you all recognised the distinctive style of George Wright. That was Back Bay Shuffle on the Joe Kern Studio Wurlitzer. George always kept the music moving forward, and no imitator has ever been able to match the drive and the emotional energy that went into his performances. I also treated myself to $70 worth of CDs from the previous 2 years' conventions, and I'm going to concentrate mainly on those for the rest of this programme. Here's a great console riser from Clark Wilson at the Ohio Theatre in Cleveland in 2016. Fun to be fooled. Thank you. Clark Wilson in fine form there on the splendid 22-ranked Robert Morton organ in the Cleveland, Ohio Theatre. Following Clark comes Jerry Nagano, who was a popular theatre organist back in the 1980s and 90s, and he always included some less familiar music in his programmes. In 2016, he had a convention concert at the Civic Theatre in Akron, Ohio, and from that show, here's his lovely orchestral interpretation of a piece that was written especially for the Gramophone Company, otherwise known as HMV, by Ruggero Leoncavallo in 1904. Mattinata. Mattinata from Jerry Nagano on the 19-ranked Akron Wurlitzer. One of the reasons I like recordings of live concerts is that the organists always seem to meld more with the music, if I can put it that way, than when they're making a formal recording, when sometimes I feel that they've rehearsed the technicalities, if you like, to the exclusion of a degree of spontaneity. Anyway, here's a first-class performance of Billy Mayall's piano composition, Jazz Master, from organ master Jelani Eddington.
Thank you.
Jelani Eddington, the Jazz Master. The organ is the Wurlitzer in the Renaissance Theatre in Mansfield, Ohio, the very same organ we heard in my first track today from the Joe Kern studio. The organ found its way to the Renaissance Theatre over 30 years ago, and that track again came from the 2016 convention. You may be wondering if we're going to hear any of the British artists in the programme today. Well, British artists have long been favourites at ATOS conventions, and this year in Pasadena there were four Brits, or five if you count Alex Jones, who is British by birth. The others were Phil Kelsall, Simon Gledhill, Richard Hills and David Gray. John Giace from Australia also gave an excellent concert. Well, if I include all the British performers, I won't have time for much else, so I'm going to stick to the Americans this time. There's loads of variety, including this from young console star Justin Lavoie on the Stahl's Auto Museum's 23-rank Wurlitzer, with a golden arrangement of what translates as the Silver Samba, or to give it its correct Japanese name, Ginza Samba. Deserved whoops from the audience there for Justin Lavoie at the Mighty Wurlitzer with Ginza Samba, a Japanese name for a Latin American number. Justin is a former winner of the ATOS Young Organist of the Year competition, and another very worthy young former winner is Nathan Avakian, who has written quite a bit of silent film music and is very skilled in the difficult art of arranging modern popular music for the theatre organ. But we're going to hear something a bit more conventional, but nonetheless exciting, from Nathan, Rock Around the Clock. Thank you. Nathan Avakian rocking around the clock on the 17 Rank Wurlitzer in the Tampa Theatre in Florida during the 2017 convention. Well, back to 2016 now, and John Lauter at the State Theatre in Sandusky, Ohio. This 8-rank page organ is possibly unique in that it was removed from the theatre in the 1960s and then moved back again in 1995. Well, it may only be 8 ranks, but it certainly gives a good account of itself in John's hands with a big band arrangement of Walk Between the Raindrops. Lauter with Walk Between the Raindrops, a number not that often heard these days, but well worth a hearing here. Another number less often heard is Marianne. Here it comes from the master of the unusual catchy tune, Ron Road. It's a bit confusing, really, because there are 2 songs with that title, and both were recorded back in the 1950s by Harry Belafonte. This is the one more correctly called All Day, All Night, Marianne. Or, if you prefer, Mary Ann. All right. Rode. It was a sad occasion at this month's convention when Ron Rode played his last public concert before moving into retirement. First Lynn Larson, then Ron Rode, two of the brightest young lights of the 1980s theatre organ revival in the USA. Hey-ho, time passes and people move on, and the theatre organ world is just that little bit less rich as a result. But we can still hear Ron on record, and that was Ron 2 years ago at the 10-rank Wurlitzer in another Palace Theatre in Ohio, this time in the town of Lorain. My final convention selection must go to Mark Herman. Mark was chairman of the most recent convention and organised for our pleasure a great selection of splendid organs and top-line artists. Mark's another one for little-known tunes, and here's one he dug up from somewhere for last year's convention in Florida at Grace Church in Sarasota with its fine 32-rank Wurlitzer. It's called Wiping the Pan. Wiping the Pan from Mark Herman. Whatever type of pan that is, Mark, and why ever it should need wiping, thanks all the same for the music, and thanks also for a great convention this year. Now, instead of our usual closing signature tune, I'm going to finish with a gentle, relaxing piece, just right for a summer evening. Though if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, you may want to hold the pause button for a few months before you continue. It's from another second-hand LP from the 1950s that I bought at the convention this year. This time it cost me all of $5, but since you can pay up to $100 on the web for this rare album, I was well pleased. It features John Duffy, or Johnny Duffy as it says on the sleeve, playing a private theatre organ and grand piano combination. The piano is played from the organ keyboards, and the album is called Love Mood, full of gentle, romantic arrangements. With this number, I'll say goodbye until the next time we meet here on The Organist Encores. Here's Blue Orchids.